Hello and welcome to this Macbeth podcast. I'm Mrs. Dahl, and joining me to discuss Macbeth's descent from hero to villain are...
Hello, my name is Ahmed.
Carlo.
Hi, I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Jack.
Hey, I'm Bobby.
Okay. So we don't mind when or where you listen, but if you are in a position to take notes, you should grab a pen and paper. Okay, I'll begin with a question then. Was Macbeth ever really a hero?
At the start, he was.
Yeah.
But then over time, he turns into a villain.
Okay, so at the start, tell me how he was.
Because he was fain of glamour.
Mm.
And then when he was in battles, he made himself a hero. And then he was manipulated all the time.
Because at the start, he was described as noble by the captain.
He was. Brave Macbeth, wasn't he? Well, he deserves that name. And then what happened? How did he go from being brave to our opinion of him changing?
The witches and Lady Macbeth manipulated him into changing his mindset all the time.
So how did the witches manipulate him?
She just told them the Macbeth's prophecies.
What were the prophecies?
That he should become Thane of Glamis, Thane of Calder, and then King year after.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. Okay, so that was like a trigger point for him to change, wasn't it? It caused him to change. Why did it cause him to change?
I think he realised his potential, and especially after he told Lady Macbeth, she's the one who manipulated him into going further, and he took it to the extreme.
Anyone else? Okay. So she took it to the extreme. What is the extreme? What did she do?
She manipulated them into making harsh decisions such as killing King Duncan in order for him to become the king.
Okay, did they stay strong together as a couple? Did that mean that they became king and queen and lived happily ever after?
No.
Why? What happened? Okay, we've had three new arrivals. Can you tell us who you are?
I'm Josh.
I'm Riley.
I'm Charlie.
Okay, so we're in the middle of talking about Macbeth changing from hero to villain, how and why that happened. So we've talked about the fact that he was a hero at the beginning. There was that trigger point with the witches arriving, and then it started his downfall and why. Okay, so he went back to Lady Macbeth, he told her what the witches said, and she
took it
to the extreme. She became really ambitious. So what happened then?
She started to manipulate Macbeth into taking out the prophecies in a way where he became a villain.
Okay, so how does she manipulate him though? Because men are the stronger people in Jacobean times. Men are in charge, aren't they?
She questioned his masculinity.
She did.
Made him feel like less of a man.
Yeah. She actually said he'd be a coward if he didn't do it, didn't she?
Yeah.
And how did that change, make Macbeth change his mind?
I think he didn't want to feel weak and wanted to show Lady Macbeth that he was a man. So he killed Duncan in order to prove her point wrong.
Yeah, he wanted to prove his, because he's this big warrior soldier, isn't he? Nobody's ever questioned his masculinity before. How did he hide things? Can anyone remember what she says to him to make sure that they don't give anything away?
Look like the innocent flower, but be the servant underneath it.
Yeah, can you explain that quote?
It's like, God looks nice in that.
Yeah.
But then, be like the honourable king.
Yeah, so be a snake,
yeah.
Really, be two-faced. And it comes through several times that she tells him to be two-faced, doesn't it? Okay, so do you think Macbeth at this point in the play is controlled more by his emotions than like his strong warrior beliefs kind of thing, qualities as a brave leader?
Yeah.
So he's kind of, she can tip and move the edge at this point. So they killed Duncan. And what then?
Then over time, he lets his mindset take more control over him, to the point where he doesn't care about Lady Macbeth's feelings anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, he kind of... Why, how does his mindset overtake him?
Violence.
After feeling guilty.
Guilty. How do we know there's... What's the symbol of guilt in this?
Blood in hand.
Blood. Yeah. Go on, what were you going to say?
I was going to say after she questions his power, he just craves power.
Yeah. Kind of. It becomes a thing. And I think also the fact that the guilt overpowers, it just changes him, doesn't it? That murder of Duncan completely changes him as a person. So what does he do?
He starts killing anyone who tries to take away the power that he got.
Yeah. He becomes a bit paranoid, doesn't he? And so anyone who he thinks is like questioning him, he starts to kill. Okay, who's first? Who does he kill next, Charlie?
Banquo.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah,
Banquo. Yeah. That's right.
I'll say something.
No, yeah, well, he wanted to, didn't he? That was the plan. What did Lady Macbeth think of that?
She doesn't get what I'm saying.
She doesn't really know what was going on.
Doesn't Macbeth want to tell her? It makes her guilt worse.
Mm-hmm. He didn't tell her, did he?
A chuck.
Yeah, Divas chuck. Goes from my dearest partner of greatness.
To my dearest chuck.
Yeah. That's a bit different. Because partner would suggest that they were equal. Okay. Chuck's just a little bit of a... you know. There you go, love. Isn't it? Okay, so... So we go into that. And he starts to leave her out then, doesn't he? He leaves her out. And so what about the relationship then?
She starts to notice his change and then slowly like distances herself from him.
Yeah. So she's in the play fair bit in act one, fair bit act two, less so in act three, not at all in act four, and in a tiny bit in act five.
When she kills herself.
Yeah, when she kills herself at that point too, when she got blood on her hands. Why is that significant?
Becomes less important.
She becomes less important.
She's less seen as like a figure in Macbeth's round of life.
It's ironic. Because Macbeth was the one with blood on his hands.
Yes.
And then it was her.
Yeah. She did really. She didn't actually kill him. But really, she kind of. She set it all up, she said, didn't she? The plot was hers. She says, leave all the rest to me. So the plot, the plan, and all of that is hers. Yeah, so although she doesn't actually kill him, she does have, she's got such an input in that. So she becomes less important as the play goes on, because the play's called Macbeth, so it's going to centre on him, and she's less important in his life. So tell me about him now.
After Banquo?
Yeah.
He doesn't care about anyone, and he killed his mate to get more power, to stop him from doing.
So which mate did he kill him?
Banquo. And then he's going after Macduff and his family.
Yeah. Why is he going after them?
Because he thinks that Macduff can stop him from being king and take away his power.
Because he was C-sectioned. He wasn't born a woman.
Yeah, so he ends up killing them, doesn't he? But he thinks he's becoming like suspicious of people, isn't he? People who he thinks, you know, suspect him of killing Duncan, and he's kind of worried about them, so the easiest solution for that is just to kill them, as far as he's concerned.
Which is more ironic, because then Macduff does kill him.
Yeah, I know, it is. Okay, so it was because, why did he become suspicious of Macduff in the first place? Who put that in his head?
The witches,
what did they say?
Beware Macduff.
So they kind of started that, didn't they, with Macduff? What else did they tell him?
That no one could harm him, that were born a woman.
Yeah, no one could harm him, he wasn't born a woman. And what else had to happen? Yeah, couldn't be defeated at all unless the trees have been and what moved to Dunsinane Hill. Okay, so how did he feel at that point?
Powerful,
yeah. Okay. He couldn't be defeated, because was that ever going to happen?
From what he was told, no.
No. So they tricked him. Okay, then his wife killed herself, and what happened?
He
neglected her.
She should have died hereafter.
Amazing, yeah, good. He did. Should have died hereafter. At the beginning of the play, he'd been devastated, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
But at the end of the play, not so much. Okay, and then, yeah, as you said, he was killed by Macduff. Okay, so who's to blame for his descent into villainy? Who's to blame, Lady Macbeth? Why?
Because she persuaded him to kill Duncan.
Why did she do that, though, Charlie?
For the best of Macbeth, to get him into power.
To get him into power, but where did she get the idea from that he could be more powerful?
Macbeth's letter.
When he told her about what?
About the plan.
About the witches. Yeah. So he told her about the witches in that letter.
She wanted to be queen.
And she wanted to be queen. So you think it's Lady Macbeth? Okay.
All the witches.
Yeah. Did they not start that whole? Yeah. So they started that whole thing, didn't they? And then in the middle, wound it up again, didn't they? Okay. So what do you think to blame, Bobby?
I believe it's mostly Lady Macbeth, but also the witches.
Okay, why are you saying that?
I believe it's mostly Lady Macbeth because she was the one who wanted to pursue these prophecies.
Yeah.
Because at first Macbeth, he just thought it was a load of lies.
Mm.
And after Lady Macbeth started calling upon the spirits and manipulating them into killing Duncan, that's when he realised he was in the place where the witches said.
Mm.
So that's what caused him to carry on.
Yeah. So there's all those little like chains of events, all those little trigger points, isn't there, that are happening in order for them to go downhill. Okay, so which character is the most ambitious?
What's ambitious mean again?
So when you think of your ambitions, what do you want to be when you're older, Tom?
A plumber.
So your ambition is to be a plumber, yeah?
So what do I aspire to be?
What you aspire to be, yeah. Lady Macbeth, why Jack?
The way that she wanted Macbeth to do all that, and she was taking power of the relationship instead of him, and questioned his masculinity, which showed that she was ambitious to become more in power and become queen, and for Macbeth to become king.
Yeah, okay.
Macduff.
Go on.
Because he's loyal to his country.
Okay.
Because after Macbeth killed Duncan, Macduff wanted to kill Macbeth, and he did kill him.
And do you think he'd be rewarded for that? He'll have been rewarded, won't he? There's a cost to that, to his ambitions, though, isn't there?
His wife and son.
His wife and kids, yeah. All killed. It's kind of like anyone who has like a lot of ambition in this play, there's a cost to it, isn't there? Why do we think Shakespeare did that?
To show that you don't always get everything you want so easy.
Yeah. And why did everyone believe in the witches die? Why did everyone who believed the witches died? Something bad happened to them.
The witches are evil and
show the supernatural aspect of the play and the Jacobean era of when it was built.
Yeah. Who was king?
James.
James the First. Yeah, it was Duncan in the play. Sorry, Charlie, I should have been more specific. Who was king at that time? And it was James the First. And what was he really terrified of?
Witches.
Supernatural, okay? So it was kind of, Shakespeare wrote this to please him, didn't he? So anyone who believed the witches, anyone who was easily manipulated by the witches, had to die in the end. It had to all fail for them, okay? Anything else you want to say about Macbeth?
I think he could have turned it round after he killed Banquo. Who's that to?
Do you think so? Did you do that in lesson the other day? The turning point, where's our turning point? Yeah. So he could have turned it round at any point, even after killing Duncan, couldn't he?
Yeah.
But why didn't he?
His ambition. I'm stronger for being the best.
Yeah. Driven by that one need of power, wasn't he?
Okay. Did he stumble upon the witches, or did he just...
Initially, they kind of... But then the second time, go on.
He tried to find the apparitions because he wanted more proof and guidance.
Yeah. So he actually went and found them that time. Okay. Are we done then?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.